Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said, color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color.
Triumph is a little bumpy. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, May 3rd. I'm your host, Flora Brown, normally coming to you live from Anaheim, California, but today I have pre-recorded this episode so that I can attend my oldest grandson's graduation from Air Force Boot Camp. Yes, believe it, I have a grandson graduating from Air Force Boot Camp this week. So, our show today will still inform, inspire, and encourage you because I prepared a special episode called Color Your Life Happy, Make a U-Turn. U spelled Y-O-U because it's all about you. Now, in this episode, I am going to share some highlights of my book and other relevant thoughts that pop into my head. But first, let me welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule today to join us. Now, if you're on the phone lines or over in the chat room, you will not be able to participate with me today, but if you would like to leave some comments or ask questions, please click the email icon on the show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Let me remind you, too, that all of the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page, and that's true for all of the shows. Today's show, of course, is pre-recorded, so it'll be there pretty fast. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Go to my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, where you can follow me on Twitter. You could visit me and become a fan on Facebook. Or you could add yourself as a friend of my show. Now, why don't you do all of those things, okay? Now, I'm an author, coach, and an inspirational speaker for those of you who don't know me just yet. I invite you to visit my website. That's the starting point to learn about me and about my book and all the other programs that I have available to help you choose happiness as your way of life. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter and click over to visit and subscribe to my blog. Now, if you are a local Orange County or a Los Angeles resident and you're ready to come out of the hiding and live life to its fullest, I invite you to join an interactive meetup I've created called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, Creating the Life You Want. Now, this group meets on the second and fourth Thursday at 6 p.m. in Orange County. Our next meeting is this Thursday, the 13th of May. So if you're interested and you are experiencing life slipping by and your dream slipping with it, you feel extremely busy and rushed all the time, come and join us because we're having a great time working on our goals and realizing our dreams. You can learn more about that at ColorYourLifeHappy.com and you'll see a link there to sign up. Now on this show, the radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, and career, all of those things which contribute to lasting happiness. Today, however, you're going to get to hear me share my thoughts with you, make a U-turn. Now, when I was thinking about this topic, I thought about the many people I encounter who are dissatisfied with where they are in life. Is this you? If you don't like the way that your life is headed right now, good. Maybe you're ready for a U-turn. If you are really tired, disgusted, frustrated, upset, then you are in the right place to make a change. Now, why do I say this is good? Well, you are not going to be motivated to make the changes that are needed to bring you the life you want until you are ready to let go of the life you have. Okay, let me repeat that. You are not going to be motivated to take the changes that are needed to bring you the life you want until you are ready to let go of the life you have. Maybe you're ready for a U-turn. There are lots of people who are frustrated, who say they want to make a change in their lives, but they are just too comfortable with frustration to let go of it. Now that sounds strange, doesn't it? Before you can make the U-turn you want, you've got to clear these people out of your immediate view and contact. I'm talking about the people who enjoy, cultivate, and spread frustration, discontent, chaos. I know I'm not the only one who has some of these people in my family and in my former friendship circle. Let me give you a few examples. One group, the drama queens. These are people who create turmoil. They love to create turmoil in your family or your friendship by upsetting your plans and pushing your buttons. They enjoy gossiping, embellishing on the truth, and then they love to sit back and watch the fights that result. Another group, the negative Nellies. These are the people who are just thrilled to dash water on your plans by telling you what won't work or discouraging or scaring you about the horrible things that may happen. You probably have some of those, don't you? There's another group, the energy drainers. These are the people who draw from your time and your money to help them out of an ever-growing, ever-going string of emergencies. Now, these are just three of the types of people who you need to get out of your life, because if you are trying to make changes and you are trying to reach goals, believe me, they are going to hold you back. Now, I can hear some of you click, 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 your brain's thinking right now that I'm being mean, or that I'm suggesting that you become a snob. If that's what you believe, then you're not ready to make this U-turn. You haven't had enough misery and frustration yet, and that's okay, because you just can't do it until you're ready. If you don't think you have the strength, the power, or even the right to get these people out of your life, you're definitely not ready to make a U-turn. You just haven't had enough disappointment, discouragement, and frustration yet. But that's okay. You can hold on to this recording and listen to it later when perhaps you are ready. You are not going to be successful in your efforts to make a U-turn until you clear these people out of your life. That's why I'm spending so much time stressing this. So, I have to ask you again, if you are so frustrated with your current life that it doesn't fit you anymore, then maybe you're ready for a U-turn. Discontent can be your savior. That sounds strange, doesn't it? But the moment you realize you're not satisfied with a situation, a person, a job, location, or even yourself, then your mind gets to work processing ways to get out, get over, get around it. If you don't heed the solutions that bubble to the surface, then your discontent will only grow until finally, one day, you become, as some people say, sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's at that moment that you will be ready to act. When you are ready to make a U-turn, you will no longer need advice or permission. When you are ready to make a U-turn, you will no longer wonder where the thing you need to do, whether it's the right thing to do or not. When you are ready to make a U-turn, you will just know that it is the right time and it is the right thing for you to do. You will know at the deepest level what you need to do, and you will know that you will be okay. Now, when this happens, hallelujah, you may decide to act quickly, something along the lines of what you would do if you jump to safety out of the path of an oncoming truck. Or you may decide to act carefully and deliberately, as if neatly packing for a long trip. There is no right or wrong way to act when you make this change. As long as your actions are changes for the good, you do no harm to others, and you are in harmony with the universe, then your success is assured. You are ready for a U-turn. So, how do you make this U-turn, you ask? Well, here are 7 things you must do. You might want to take out paper and pencil for this. Number 1, decide what goals you want to pursue, what changes you want to make in your life. Now, there is a catch. You've got to speak what you want, believing that you can have it. Now, you've heard this before in many places. One of the places you may have heard it is Luke 11, 9 to 10 in the Bible. It says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." In other words, you've got to want this goal. The new you, you've got to want this very urgently. You've got to want this goal in the same way that kids want toys or want candy. Have you ever heard a kid beg for what they want? Let me give you an example of my granddaughter Jasmine. When Jasmine was a youngster, she's a lady now, she was the best beggar in the world. She could say, "Oh, Grandma, please, 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 please." She would just beg and plead and just wear you down. Kids don't worry about how you're going to make it happen. They just voice what they want. They don't think about the number of times they have misbehaved all year that could well make them undeserving for something in the eyes of their parents. They don't even think about, are their parents keeping count? They don't worry about any of this because they focus on what they want. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. There's a story about a small town in the South that was experiencing a serious drought. And because they were farmers, they very much depended on the rain. So the members of this local church decided that they needed to have a prayer meeting to pray for rain. So they set the date. And on the evening of the prayer meeting, families came out of their homes, headed down the road to the church. Suddenly, one little girl pulled away from her family and ran back into her house. "Where are you going?" yelled her mother. The little girl yelled back, "I'm going to get an umbrella." If you are praying for rain, instead of worrying about how God is going to bring this about, why not go get your umbrella? If you're praying for a new car, have you made space in your garage to park it? If you're praying for a new job, are you prepared with the skills you need or the clothes you are going to wear to your new job? Have you cleared your closet out that's cluttering up your space and your mind? If you're praying for romance in your life, yes, I said romance, are you practicing being more loving and caring to people you already know, letting them know how much they matter in your life? Is your heart open? If you can answer these questions, then you are already in line with number 1. Let's move to number 2. Number 2 in getting to this U-turn. Stop doing what no longer is moving you towards your goal. Now, I know you understand this when it comes to driving your car. When you discover that you're headed down a road that will not get you to where you want to go in your travels, you stop heading in that direction, don't you? And you make a turn. Now, when I was visiting San Antonio recently to see my grandson graduate, I was using my GPS to find my way. And they had quite a few turns and twists and getting back on the highway and off the highway and so forth. Whenever I would get off course or overshoot my exit, the navigation on my cell phone would say, make the next legal U-turn. And then it would proceed to give me new directions to try to get me back on course. What does this have to do with you? Well, if you say you want to lose weight, for example, then once you find out what is adding the weight or that's keeping the weight on you, then you need to stop doing that. If you're not willing to do this step, then you've got to admit to yourself you're not serious about your goal yet. Number three, keep a gratitude journal or start each day thinking about what you have to be grateful for. Every morning when I hit the floor, I say, thank you, God, for another day. And as I take my walk in my neighborhood, I notice the trees, an occasional rabbit or squirrel, but also thank God for giving me the house I have in a neighborhood where I can walk and feel completely safe. Would you want to give someone who never says thank you, would you want to continue to give them things? The universe is the same way. Besides, focusing on the good that you already have, the good you already enjoy, puts positive forward-moving thoughts in your mind and helps speed up the manifestation of your goal. Number four, spend some part of your day in silence. It doesn't matter whether you choose meditation, yoga, prayer, or just sitting still. Choose what feels comfortable and natural for you. An important part of making a U-turn and reaching the new you that you're going for is listening for instructions, guidance, and nudges from the universe, from God, or from whatever you call your higher power. You must get beyond the clamor and the clutter of the world in order to hear this new you. My pastor was expecting a new baby a year and a half ago. And because it was her first child and they were eager to have this baby, long-awaited baby, she was very eager to hear her baby's heartbeat. So she asked one of the members of our church who's in the medical profession to let her borrow a stethoscope. And so she used the stethoscope to listen to her baby's heartbeat. And she was so excited. Well, when this member who let her borrow the stethoscope checked back with her in a week or so, she said, well, how are things going? She said, oh, I'm so excited. I can hear my wonderful. You've been listening to your own heartbeat. You have not been listening to the baby. You will need to push deeper with the stethoscope to actually hear your baby's heartbeat. When I heard her tell that story, I thought about the fact that many times we are not sitting still and going deep enough to really get still and hear the new growth that is inside of us. The new you is trying to be born, the new goals that are forming. You have to get still. This is something we all resist, and it's pretty difficult because we are accustomed to constant noise. A good example was I went out to dinner recently, and in this restaurant were four big screen television on one on different walls, and each one had a different show on it, and the volume was not loud enough for you to hear any one of the shows, just barely loud enough. Who in the world could concentrate on any one of the four or really enjoy one if you were interested in it? So we're accustomed to this clatter, this constant interaction. So getting quiet is extremely important if you want to make a change. Number five, monitor what you put in your mind. There's an old saying that refers to using the computer. This is what they used to say many years ago when we first started using computers, personal computers. Garbage in, garbage out. The same is true with your mind. If you dwell on negatives, fill your mind with worrying about what you don't want, that's exactly what you will get. Even before your goal materializes, it's essential to visualize yourself having it and enjoying your new life before it even shows up. Let's go back to the example of little kids asking for what they want. If you can remember ever wanting a bike or a doll or some other toy for Christmas, you probably couldn't think of anything else for weeks. You may have even cut out a picture of it or passed by a window in a department store and stared at it and dreamed about it. That's the same thing you need to do as an adult to bring about your goals. It's said that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, and too many of us spend those thoughts on negative things. We keep going over and over with the what-ifs, the focusing on what we don't have, the worry about what other people think, and so on. Even listening to the news nonstop can be detrimental to your mental well-being. If you've ever noticed, the news media focuses on the stories that have the least self-growth value for us. They focus on the ones that scare us, terrorize us, and make us even more fearful than perhaps we were before. There are people who make a decision to stop watching the news or to stop watching so much of the news, and they report that their lives are so much calmer. Trust me, if there's something you need to know, you'll find out about it. You don't have to watch nonstop news. Number 6, recall some meaningful activities or accomplishments you have made in your life, and then focus on these ones, the things you really enjoyed. Now, you may have to go back all the way back to childhood for this. Maybe it was something like building model cars, making a surfboard, or as an adult, speaking to your son's Boy Scout troop, or trying new recipes. It doesn't really matter what it was. The point is, only you know what made you feel good about yourself and gave you joy, not only while you did them, but even now as you remember these things. They may even be things you haven't done since childhood or in your youth. Write down as many of these things as you can, and then I want you to make a plan to do at least one of these things as soon as possible. Plan it, put it on your calendar, and treat it with the same importance as you would any other appointment. Don't let anyone talk you out of it, especially you. And don't stand yourself up for this appointment. Before this event comes about, think about how much fun you will have. Visualize yourself smiling, laughing, enjoying the event. Any of you who read my blog will know that I shared about riding a carousel. I loved riding carousels when I was a kid. And I still ride a carousel every chance I can get. When I went to visit my oldest daughter in the Bay Area last Thanksgiving, she took me to a carousel ride in San Francisco because she knows how much I love carousels. After the event, whatever your event is, my event was riding the carousel, share with a friend how much fun you had. Of course, I took pictures. I put the picture on my blog. Describe the activity in full, and then savor the memory. Take pictures, journal about it, and repeat this process with another activity, whatever it is you fully enjoy. Now, at this point, I must issue a warning. Do not postpone doing whatever you enjoy in the hopes of finding someone else to participate with you. If you can't locate companions who share your interests, then go alone. Depending on the activity, you may find others already there who are alone too. Trust me, when you go to a play, when you go on a cruise, when you go on a tour, whatever it may be, there is very likely at least one other person, probably many, who are there alone as well. One thing my mother always wanted to do in her lifetime was visit the Holy Land. but she never did. She could afford it, and she had the time, but because no one she knew was going, she never went. I tried to convince her to go with the tour group, but she convinced herself that it would be no fun going with strangers. And that's just too bad, because she never got to see the Holy Land. Now, before I discovered a theater-going group, I used to attend the theater alone, and still will if there's something I want to see. During intermission, there's always someone to chat with who is also there alone. I go to the movies alone if I can't find a friend or relative to join me. Now, does this mean you shouldn't go with friends? Of course it's fun to go with your friends. But why should you miss an event that you want to go to because it's not convenient or interesting to someone else? When I decided I want to go on a tour of Italy, I didn't know anyone else who was interested in going on this tour. I signed up with a tour group. I had never even used this tour service before, but the timing was right, the price was right, so I flew to Rome alone and met up with the group there. Three ladies who were in this group were also traveling alone. This was a group of about 40 people. We became good companions, and everyone had a great time. Once you set out to get your goal, to be happy, only you can decide what will make up this personal happiness. Pablo Neruda said, "A slow death comes for those who don't revolt when they are unhappy in their work or in love, who don't risk the certain or the uncertain in order to follow a dream, who don't allow themselves, at least once in their life, to disregard sensible advice." And that's my seventh point. Maybe you should disregard sensible advice. Now, what do I mean by sensible advice? Well, you know, the advice that is intended to be good for you. We've heard it all of our lives. Finish your dinner. Get a good job. Don't talk to strangers. Be satisfied with what you've done, with what you've had, what you have. Don't travel abroad. It's not safe. And so on and so forth. The problem with this good advice is, first of all, it comes from people who care about us many times, and they have very good intentions. But following their advice will not enable you to make a U-turn. And some of their advice is ill-informed anymore. For example, finish your dinner. Well, finishing your dinner is one of the reasons that has led to overeating. I can remember feeling compelled to finish my food because that's what was pressed upon us as children. So finishing your dinner may not always be a good thing. Getting a good job. What is a good job? A good job, we can see from the way the economy has gone now, there is no job security. So getting a good job could lead to boredom and stress, and certainly not necessarily to happiness, because the control of that job is not in your hands. As for strangers, isn't everyone other than your family a stranger until you meet them? Being satisfied is one of those things that a lot of people reach a point where they have just put a halt to innovation and invention. It's not safe to get on the freeway either. However, you must do it to get where you're going, or you can take the long route by the street and take forever to get where you're going. So there are a lot of things that are good advice, sensible advice, that don't serve you well. When your heart and your mind are longing to go in a new direction, you must disregard some of that sensible advice. Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did. So throw off the bowlines. Sail away from the safe harbor. Catch the winds, the trade winds in your sails. Explore, dream, discover. Now, I'm an avid list maker. I make daily to-do lists, monthly goals, long-term plans, all kinds of lists. And many of you perhaps do the same thing. But one thing I've done, and I don't know why I started this, what motivated me to do this, but every decade I check in with myself to see how I'm doing. When I turned 20, for example, I assessed where I was. I was working on my BA degree at the time and working a part-time job. I was earning my own money, and it was quite exciting. And I remember that some of my friends dropped out of college at that point to work full-time because it started to make more sense to them to have their own money and take, it seemed that it was just taking too long to finish college to them. I remember thinking at 20 that I wanted to finish college because I had a teaching career in mind. And the money that I was making was not the money I planned to make for the long term. So I remember recommitting to finish college when I noticed that some other people were not going to do that. Then later, when I was approaching 30, I recall that I had always wanted to earn a PhD, even when I was a very young child, even when I didn't know what a PhD was. But as I was approaching 30, I was married. I had two young daughters. How was I going to pull off creating this space and time and money to get a PhD? Well, I couldn't worry about that because I realized that I was at a turning point. I wanted this degree so badly that everything aligned itself for the next 4 years to bring it about. And sometimes when I think back over many things that happened, they just seem miraculous. I had everything I needed, from the most awesome support from my husband, a grant that paid for my entire 4 years of the doctoral program. Thank God I had good health and energy to balance family and full-time school. So I set out to earn that degree. By age 34, I had completed it. For each decade of my life, I've had the same type of experience. I've reassessed where I was, checked to see if I had reached my long-held goals. And if I haven't, I get busy creating the mental, physical, spiritual environment to bring those goals about. Now, sometimes when I do that, I discover that there are things that I no longer want, and that may be true for you too. Now, please don't think that the goals that came about for me came about because I was lucky, smart, or cute. God does not care about those things. Those are man-made concerns, and they will only distract you. If you are ready to make a U-turn in your life, do it. You have an important purpose to carry out in your lifetime. You have an important gift to share with us. We are waiting to be empowered, encouraged, and enlightened by you. So please, don't let yourself nor us down. Make that U-turn. Start today. Join me next week, May 10th, for a return to our interview format. I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. You have been listening to a pre-recorded episode. Next week, I will be coming to you live again from Anaheim, California. Tune in at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and in the meantime, have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.